Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Thanks for joining us on this Monday. On our show today, we look at sales of alternative energy vehicles in our country. As much as the government wants us to get into EVs and other alternative energy vehicles, the American consumer is not warming up to them. Just what's keeping us from embracing the EV? But first, Detroit's mayor will be delivering his State of the City address this coming Wednesday night. Even as Dave Bing prepares his speech, the time may be near for Governor Snyder to lower the proverbial boom and announce the appointment of an emergency manager for Michigan's biggest city. Detroit News editorial writer Nolan Finley joins us now. Nolan, your column in the Sunday News really seems to point to action from Lansing sooner rather than later. What's the latest you're hearing from Lansing?
Well, what the latest I'm hearing is that the governor has made an offer to his preferred emergency manager candidate and is just awaiting to hear from him and or her, and that they expect the answer midweek, sometime this week.
And are you getting any sense of who that first choice may be?
No, I was only told that it was an out-of-state person, and it wasn't Anthony Williams, who was the governor's first choice. He's the former mayor and former emergency manager of Washington, D.C., so he's got some good experience on both sides of this thing.
Nolan, what do you feel is making the pieces fall into place at perhaps what one might say is a more accelerated pace?
Worsening financial condition in the city. I think the review team, which should have its report done by the end of the week, finding a lot more ominous signs for the Detroit budget, Detroit long-term fiscal health. Plus, the governor's up against this March 27th date when the new emergency manager law kicks in. Any emergency manager in place at the time the law kicks in will be automatically transferred over to the powers and authorities of the new law. If he waits until after March 27th, the whole process has to start over again. The whole review process has to begin anew, which backs everything up again a few more months.
Nolan Finley, give us a deeper sense, if you can. I know the financial review team has been doing that deep dive into the city's books. And tell us more about what you're hearing about, what they're finding. And then they're the three consulting firms that have been hired to handle restructuring. So what are they finding as they dig in there?
I'm hearing that the pension liability shortfall is much greater than was expected. And so that adds to both the long-term situation and the short-term ability to meet the pension payments. They've got to do something with this $12 billion in debt. And the thought is that you need a fiduciary, a single individual who doesn't have to go through the political process to get every step approved, who can negotiate with creditors and say, look, here's what we're going to give you. Will you take this deal or not take this deal? And if you don't take this deal, we're probably going into bankruptcy. I know that Miller Buckfire, the consulting firm out of New York, is busy producing a turnaround strategy that can either be submitted as part of a bankruptcy filing or handed to the emergency manager and said, hey, implement this the best you can.
Was any of the timing or what seems to be the growing signs pointing to imminent appointment, did any of that stem out of the way that city council, will say, handled the Belle Isle offer from the state?
We asked the governor that question on Friday, whether or not, and he did commend council and the mayor for some recent steps they've taken to move this process ahead a little more quickly. But he said it would have all been better had they done it months ago. Now the time frame for getting things in place is much shorter. And he's going to have a whole lot of confidence in their ability to keep making the right decisions to not appoint a manager by March 27th and risk having to start everything all over.
I guess I'd like your thoughts on this, if I could, Nolan. I've been reading a lot of comments online and letters to the editor back and forth on this issue. And what is your answer to those letters from readers that read, in essence, why, especially after Belle Isle, why should we care anymore about what happens to Detroit? My town, my city, has enough of its own challenges.
Well, and there is that sense of folks becoming weary of this ongoing drama, and that Detroit has resisted help, good help that was answered or offered. And you can understand that folks are starting to wonder or come to the conclusion that, well, if you don't want help, then fix it yourself, rise or fall on your own merits, your own ability. But I don't know that we can afford to let that happen. I think that's what the governor is looking at, and is looking at that fixing Detroit and getting Detroit healthy is essential to the state of to the health of Southeast Michigan and the rest of the state.
Nolan, what will you be looking for from Dave Bing on Wednesday with the State of the City address?
Well, I hope he talks about nothing but public safety on Wednesday. You see the front page of the Detroit News today talking about violent crime up, arrests down. The police department is an absolute mess. The lack of public safety, the mess in the emergency medical service vehicles, all of those vehicles being out of service and in disrepair. Those are deciding factors when people are looking at whether to stay in Detroit or leave. He's got to get public safety under control, and soon. And I hope the bulk of his speech deals with public safety. I mean, everything else is just a distraction. You cannot have a city with so much violence and so much unaddressed violence.
Nolan Finley, Detroit News, good talking with you. Thanks so much for joining us today on
Stateside. Thank you, Cynthia. I appreciate it.